Christian Real Estate Coaching for the Christian Agent. What's up, faithful agents? Garrett Maroon here. I want to share with you briefly my heart for Christian group coaching. I want to help you turn confusion into clarity and reclaim an intentional life through authenticity. If you desire to know your God-given gifts, if you desire to build a God-honoring business, if you long to be challenged, encouraged, and taught by other brothers and sisters in Christ who both know your heart and your work, I hope you will reach out to me for a call. I'd love to tell you what my coaching company is doing. Go to faithfulagent.com/chat, and it will redirect you to my coaching page. Would love to see you there. Now, enjoy the episode. What's up, faithful agents? It is great to be with you again on this Tuesday short episode. Once again, like I said in the last episode, please let me know, are these helpful? Are these terrible? Do you like the topic? Do you want me to stay more tactical? Do you like more of just me just talking about whatever's going on in my head, which is a scary place? Or is it just awful, right? Do you want me just to stop? And that's okay too. I'm genuinely doing these because I want to serve you. I love the Christian Agent. I love our community. I deeply desire for us to be more biblical and better in our business. That's my hope for myself. And that's my hope for you. And that's why I started this community, because I just love you guys. And I don't love all agents. Let's just be real. Let me just be honest. But I love the Christian Agent and I want this to serve you. So text me 804-878-2200. Let me know, is this good? Is this bad? 804-878-2200. Would love and genuinely appreciate your feedback so I can know, should I keep doing it? What should I do something different? And be honest with you, with me. I won't be offended unless you tell me my jokes are bad, which I already know that. All right. So speaking of that, let's do a joke. Why couldn't Jonah trust the ocean? Because he knew there was something fishy about it. That's a terrible joke. It's not even biblically accurate, because he didn't know there was a fish when he didn't go to Nineveh. Anyways, that's terrible. But it doesn't matter. All right. So this is why you guys show up, because you love the jokes. I know that's true. But anyways, I digress. So here's what I wanted to talk about today. What is a biblical response for us to all the commission lawsuits going on? Now, I'm not going to, by any means, get comprehensive in what scripture says about how we should biblically be responding to all of the stress and all the frustration about the commission and the lawsuits and all the things. I'm not going to go there in this episode, right? That would take a lot more time. Quite honestly, I would want to spend more time diligently seeking scripture and be fully prepared for that conversation. But here's what I am going to say. This is a time for us in the Christian Agent community to intentionally, purposefully look and react and act differently than the world. The world's agent, right? The non-Christian agent is going to look at this and say, this is crazy. I can't believe it. Either they're going to look and say, this is an incredible opportunity if you just do X, Y, and Z, or they're going to lead with fear, or lots of people using fear to try to generate coaching business or whatever it is. Lots of people using fear for clickbait or whatever it is, but lots of these agents who don't know the Lord, and even those who do, we're sinners too, but lots of these world's agents that are going to say, this is crazy. It's, life as we know it is over and everything's terrible and everybody hates me and blah, 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 blah. They're going to take my money. And now what are we going to do? And I bet my reaction to this is I'm going to work 70 hours instead of 60 hours. And I'm going to cold call for 8 hours a day, not 6 hours a day, whatever it is. That's what the reaction is. It's this fear reaction. That's what's going on, right? You all see it. Open up any social media and you see it all over the place. All of this fear, all of this chaos. Well, what should a biblical agent, how should we react? Well, number one, the Lord wasn't surprised, right? This lawsuit and the conclusion of that lawsuit and everything that came from it didn't concerned or didn't throw the Lord off. It's not like he had a plan for your life and he had a plan for my life and he had a plan for my business. And then all of a sudden the humans screwed it up and now he's got to figure out what to do. The Lord doesn't operate that way. He already knew. He was in. He's outside of time and space. He was already in the future that we're headed to. Ephesians tells us he's laid out good works beforehand for us to walk in. He already knew what was coming. It is not a surprise to him, even though it is to us. And so we don't have a God who is now responsive, reacting, and worried about what he has to do. We have a God who knew all along in his sovereignty what was coming. He was in control before the lawsuit. He still is in control to the point where not a single molecule in the entire universe is out of place. He's in control of it all. So number one, we can trust in a God who is sovereign over all things. We don't have to have fear in what is coming. Okay, that's number one. So we shouldn't act out of fear. Number two, very much similar to this fear, we shouldn't be people of anxiety. Now, again, I say all these things as someone who has confessed on this show that I've had anxiety, right? That I had an anxiety attack earlier this year. It wasn't even about the NAR settlement. It was about other things. But I've also struggled with that. I'm a sinner. That's not surprising. Ask Tyler. He knows. It's true. I'm a sinner too. And we're going to struggle with these things. That's why we need to be in community to encourage one another. But we shouldn't have anxiety. We shouldn't all of a sudden say, oh my gosh, I got to do all of these things now as an overreaction again to what's going on because, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make money. How am I going to provide for my family? How am I going to do all these things? I'm not saying there isn't wisdom in us as believers being excellent in reacting and adjusting to whatever the new world of real estate is going to look like. There is absolutely wisdom in that. We must be excellent in what we do. We must understand what's going on to the best of our ability. We must know how do we pivot if we need to pivot, right? All of those things are part of being excellent. But what we don't need to do is overreact and all of a sudden say, oh my gosh, it is all up to me. I've got to provide for my family. Therefore, I must do X, Y, and Z. And in chaos, we react. And in chaos, we overreact, right? And we start doing all of this stuff where we start having all these conversations where we start listening to all of this news and reading all the news feed on our social media that everyone says, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I must do blah, 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 and X, Y, and Z. We don't have to do that, friends. Again, it is good and wise to react appropriately. It is unwise and not good for us to overreact in anxiety and fear. Because here's what my hope is for me and my response. Here's what my hope is for us as a community. Imagine this world and imagine this dichotomy of the world's agents that are leading with fear and anxiety and there's chaos and what they're trying to do and what they're figuring out. And oh my gosh, I'm going to quit and this is going to be terrible and blah, blah, blah. Versus the Christian agent who accurately and appropriately walks in faith and trust in the Lord to provide. Imagine someone who says, guess what? The NAR just settled this lawsuit and now your commissions are in danger. Whether that's true or not, we can debate that. I don't know if it's true, but they say your commissions are now in danger. The Christian agent says, hey, that's okay. My hope, my trust was always in the Lord. He told me he was going to provide. Guess what? He's been doing that for me for 10 years in this industry. He's going to keep providing. That's who he is. That's who he is. He's a God of provision. So I don't have to freak out because my God, who told me he would provide, who said he would never leave nor forsake me, is the same God before the settlement and after the settlement. Therefore, I have total confidence and peace. And who and what he's going to provide for me, who I get to take care of and serve in this business, and the fact that he's going to provide for me. Whether my commissions go down or not, guess what? The Lord, he will be my provision. He will be your provision. We can trust him in that. My hope, my desire, as we go throughout the chaos of the shifting and changing and new world, again, whatever it's going to look like for real estate, this huge juxtaposition of the world agent who is fearful and anxious and the Christian agent who is calm and trusting in the Lord. Because why? What's the end result of that, I hope, is the world agent's going to look and say, hey, How are you so calm about all this stuff? Aren't you freaking out about what's going on? And you can say to them in full honesty and transparency, say, you know what? I'm not, because my hope was and always is in the Lord. Have you heard of him? I'd love to tell you about Jesus and what he's done and the promises that he's made, which is what gives me so much peace and hope in all that's going on. I hope this will be a gospel moment for Christian agents to come out and say, this is why I'm not worried. I trust in the goodness, in the kindness, in the sovereignty of a good and gracious providing Father in heaven. And you can too. I'd love to tell you about him. That's my hope. That's my hope for me, because it's hard. That's my hope for all of us. Christian agent, that we would look different than the world in reaction to all that's going on. And the world would say, tell me about the hope that's in you. And you say, I'd love to. Let's talk about Christ. I love you, agents. This is easier said than done, way easier said than done. But I love you. I'm praying for you. Pray for me as we navigate this together. Trust in the Lord forever. He is your strength and provision. I love you, agent. I'll see you on Thursday. Hey, faithful agents, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope it encouraged you to both grow your business and your faith. And as always, make sure you share this episode with a friend who you think would be encouraged by it. And join us on our Facebook group, if you aren't there yet, to come together with the other faithful agents around the country. Just go to facebook.com and search The Faithful Agent. And if you want to be encouraged more locally, because after all, local groups is where the real growth and change happens, go to faithfulagent.com/local groups to check out what we've got going on. And if there isn't a group near you, you can reach out to us right there and tell us you're interested in starting your own. Thank you as always for tuning into this episode. We hope to see you next week.